So there's these two components. When you type a query into a search engine, you want to find the pages that refer to that term, and you want to and you want them rank ordered so that the most relevant pages are closest to the top. You don't want them displayed in random order. You don't want them displayed in paid order, although that has been tried by search engine companies, you know, in the past. You don't want them shown in government order, at least you don't in this country. You know, you want the most relevant ones. But of course, relevance is a completely subjective term. And one of, you know, Google is an engineering marvel, and one of the marvels of its engineering is that it's found a way to turn the subjective judgment of relevance into an algorithm that actually works pretty well. So the first thing you got to understand is that Google builds an index ahead of time. Just an index. It's just exactly like the index of the stuff in a book. Right? So, you know, any thought that when you type a query, it goes out and looks for it, you know, searching the whole web universe for instances of that, that searching job has actually all been done ahead of time. The only thing you're searching when you do a query is the stuff on Google's computers. So it's just it's just a table of terms and the URLs of web pages where those terms occur. And then, you know, that all happens ahead of time. And Google does it every so often. And then when you make a query, Google just looks it up in its enormous index. So the thing that makes this possible, the main thing that makes search possible, this is one of these miniaturization and data compression marvels. It's just the fact that you can fit an index of the whole World Wide Web on few enough disks that they can be queried relatively quickly and managed relatively quickly. Now, Google actually has lots and lots and lots of disks, and it's got data centers all over the world, and they build them next to hydroelectric dams because they use so much power, and they've even, you know, rumors that they're talking about putting them on barges in the ocean and trying to use wave energy to power them. Google uses enormous amounts of power to drive these disks. But it started, basically as a garage operation, just kind of one rack of off-the-shelf disks. And even with that much, they were able to get a very large percentage of the World Wide Web indexed. Okay, so first of all, building the index. So Google crawls the web, and it just goes for, you know, requests a page, and then it analyzes the HTML on the page, and when it sees a URL in there, it goes and requests that page, and it indexes that page. That's basically all they do. And every time it retrieves a page, instead of displaying it on the browser, it's exactly the same, you know, operation mechanically as if you were viewing a page on your screen, except that instead of giving it to the browser to draw the pretty pictures, it just, you know, does the index and maybe keeps a copy since it's already retrieved it. And we don't know, but it probably takes probably less than this now, actually. We don't really know how. Do you have any idea how long it takes any of my experts here? That this is a trade secret. They're not going to tell anybody. Okay. Now, one thing to note here is that there's a strange sort of social convention about how this all works. You can tell if you have a web page that you've put up, and you want to say to Google or Yahoo, the other search engine companies, that, you know, even though this page is publicly visible and you don't need a password to access it, I don't want you to put the stuff that's on it in the index. you can insert a little file in the home directory, the root directory of the where the web pages store, called robots.txt. The robots are these little pieces, are these Google software that is going around crawling the web and indexing. And you can put in your robots.txt file something to discourage Google from indexing. And I happened to, you know, just picked the home directory of eecs.harvard.edu to see what its robots.txt file looked like, assuming that it would say have nothing at all in it. But actually, is it kind of interesting what it does have in it? Here's what it says. It says, so anything beginning with sharps are comments. Robot.txt file for HTTP, www.eecs.harvard.edu, sharp blame NR. It took me for a while to figure out what that meant, but I figured it out. And then it says, keep solutions to homework problems off the Internet Archive. So this is really interesting out. So it says, disallow, user agent star, disallow, slash twiddle NR, slash CS152, slash solutions, and NR, slash CS152, slash solutions. So NR is Norman Ramsey, who was a professor here until recently. And he posted the solution sets for the problem sets in the course Computer Science 152 under his CS152 directory. And he didn't want the robots to index them or to archive them. So that was kind of an interesting revelation. You can do that. You can tell Google, please, to go away. And Google will, although there's nothing technical that requires it, respect that.